Your voice is like a car, and here's how. Firstly, let's have a look at the purpose of a car. What's its job? Its job is basically to get you from one place to another. It's to transport you elsewhere. Okay, and what's the purpose of the voice? It's to transport your message, your story, your ideas elsewhere, out into the world, into vibrations, and sending them out. So they're both vehicles for the movement and the traveling of something. And so knowing that they both transport things, in order to do that well, a car really needs to have fuel, right? And if it runs out of fuel, what happens? It stops working. Same with you and your voice. If you haven't eaten, your energy gets low, and you know, if you don't eat, eventually you're going to die. And so what happens to your bodily functions on the way to death is obviously not really nice to consider, but you need to have energy in order to use your voice, because it's a physical thing. And like anyone who's exerting energy, it has to be fueled by nourishment and nutrients. And it's not only that you have to just eat, but you have to eat the right things. Because imagine if you put the wrong fuel in a car. Yeah, it might go, but it will definitely not function and work as it should, and it might stop and start, and it might choke, it might break down. If you're not getting all the nutrients that your body needs, you're not feeding the body what it wants to have in order to flourish and to survive at its optimum. And so if you're just eating, you know, food that's unhealthy or high in sugar, high in fat, high in carbohydrates, then you may not be giving your voice the chance of being as good as it can. So if you feel that you've got talent and you want to use your voice more, but you can't figure out what's going on and why it's not working for you, diet's an option to think about. And now, also on the diet, what we put into our mouths is very important, because what happens if you don't put water into a car? It heats up, doesn't it? That water is like it acts as a cooling system, and it gets circulated around the car to keep it cool, because see, the engine's running hot. So that water is vitally important. And what happens when we, as voices, don't drink water? Well, we become dehydrated and we don't function as well. Our voice becomes dry. The body works overtime to create the same kind of sounds that would be much more effortless if we were hydrated. And therefore, we can't make the sounds we're supposed to. It's the same thing as with a car. Again, if you don't put the right kind of oil into the car, then it's not going to circulate around and keep everything, you know, all the joints moving. If you're not having any supplements or the right kind of fats, then you know your joints might not be working as well as they can. And if your body's not kind of kinesthetically pleased and in harmony, then everything gets affected, and the voice just shows that you're not, you know, in a good place physically. So the whole physical aspect of the voice is so important. And it's like if you have a car and you leave it outside in the rain all year round, all seasons, what's going to happen? It's going to rust. It's going to age very quickly. The same with you. How well are you treating yourself? Are you looking after yourself? Do you look after your body, your instrument? And then there's what happens if a car gets damaged. What happens? It kind of won't work as well as it could. And what happens to you if you have some trauma, physical trauma? You're not going to function as well as you can. Therefore, your voice will be impacted as a result. All the things that you could think about with a car, how you need to treat it, how you need to look after it for longevity, for optimum performance, for keeping it polished, keeping it well oiled and hydrated. These are all things that you can take on board for yourself. You may be a car lover and someone who uses their voice, but not consider yourself in the same light. If you look after a car, it's gonna look after you, and it's gonna go a long way, and you're gonna have, you know, it's gonna have a long life. Same with you and your voice. If you look after it, if you do all the things that will help nourish your body, your voice will thank you for it, and it'll be there for a much longer time for you. And this is how your voice is like a car. Guys, I've been making these videos for a while now, for a couple of years, and I've decided that after going and testing through many different website ideas and addresses, I've gone through improveyourvoice.net, free and easy speech, improveyourvoice.org, vocabilities.com. And like, it's getting confusing now because a lot of people don't really know where to go. And so I've decided that I'm actually going to bring everything back to darrenmcstay.com and just have everything that I do in one place. That includes my music, that includes my speaking, that includes my online courses, that includes everything that I do. Because I have quite a, you know, a mixed bag of, you know, talents that I like to utilize, and I'm going to put them all in one place. So if you want to come and, you know, find out a bit more about how you can improve your voice, or if you're interested in some of the things that I'm up to, I've also got a new podcast out, so why don't you check that out? There's a link to the video. And that's called Talk Hack, and there we're just chatting about hacks that you can use in life, hacks for your voice, hacks for entrepreneurs, and just, you know, chatting with people that, you know, cool people that I've met in here in Finland. Hopefully you got something out of this video. It was just a bit of fun. I've got a cold at the moment, so I'm not really on top form myself. I'm looking after myself, drinking my hot tea and staying away from the family in case it's something more serious. But I can still bring you these videos. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.